Visiting teaching message. Protecting families. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. Blessings of belonging to Relief Society. The family is ordained of God. It is the basic unit of His kingdom on earth and in eternity. Relief Society helps sisters understand that happiness in marriage and family life is most likely to be achieved when it is founded upon the teachings of Jesus Christ. How do the teachings of Jesus Christ bring happiness in family life? Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Not everyone will find a companion and have a family in mortality. But everyone, regardless of individual circumstances, is a precious member of God's family. What matters most is what lasts longest. Ensign, November 2005, page 41. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Can we see how the importance of eternal marriage can be understood only within the context of the Father's plan of happiness? The doctrine of the plan leads men and women to hope and prepare for eternal marriage, and it defeats the fears and overcomes the uncertainties that may cause some individuals to delay or avoid marriage. A correct understanding of the plan also strengthens our resolve to steadfastly honor the covenant of eternal marriage. Marriage is essential to His eternal plan. Ensign, June 2006, page 85. How can we protect our families? Bonnie D. Parkin, Relief Society General President. We protect when we teach our children that they have divine worth, when we go to church as a family, when we have family home evening, when we have family prayer, when we study the scriptures together. That's all pretty simple stuff, but I testify to you that it provides powerful protection. The proclamation teaches that parents have a sacred duty to protect their children. Parents protect their children by knowing their choice of friends. We must also protect our children from the influences of the media, and we are protected as we follow the living prophet. Parents have a sacred duty. Ensign, June 2006, page 94. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Consider the spiritual needs of your children. How much time is necessary to be certain you are being close to them? It is your responsibility as fathers and mothers to provide adequate time to teach them, for the most important instruction children will ever receive should come from their parents. We need to be familiar with what the church is teaching our children so that we can be in harmony with that teaching in our instructions to each child. A solemn responsibility to love and care for each other. Ensign, June 2006, page 90. President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency. We can learn from the Master Architect, even the Lord. He has taught us how we must build. The Master counseled, "Organize yourselves, prepare every needful thing, and establish a house, even a house of prayer, a house of fasting, a house of faith, a house of learning, a house of glory, a house of order, a house of God." Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, Verse 119. See also Section 109, Verse 8. Heavenly Homes, Forever Families. Ensign, June 2006, page 98. End of the section, Visiting Teaching Message. Protecting Families.